We saw a lot of muscle flexing last week. A lot of that flexing to offset worry about the need for monetary policy to be tightening up. And that flexing came from opposite sides of the world, with both the Fed and PBOC letting financial markets know that conditions would remain favorable for investors. And so, yes, U.S. stocks kept on racing to record highs and the U.S. dollar was under pressure. Interestingly enough, that inflation problem isn't going away. And all while the Fed chair kept walking and talking that dovish line, we were seeing inflation indicators shooting up. Friday's data out of the U.S. showed core PCE up at its highest level since 1991. And interestingly enough, there were many Fed hawks out on the wires last week pushing for a sooner than later move towards a taper. But all of this was put to bed by the Fed chair, who keeps pushing that financial stability risk button as he incentivizes further reckless investment in extended equities. Just a heads up that we are in the final week of summer, and with long weekend holidays coming up in major market centers, expect conditions to thin out as we get into the latter half of the week. Key standouts on Monday's calendar come in the form of Aussie business inventory, Eurozone sentiment, German inflation, the Canada current account, U.S. pending home sales, and Dallas Fed manufacturing. That's all for now.